Okay, today's daf is Daf Zion. Going to be recording here from Eretz Yisrael. Here we go, top of Daf Zion. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan saying, Rabbi Yossi, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. Unbelievable Gemara that Hakadosh Baruch Hu davens. Who does he daven to? What is he daven for? He has everything. So the Mepharshim talk about this, but first let's read the Gemara. Shnemar Rabbi Yossi, Mal Hakadosh Vizimachtim Beveis Tefilah Si. Tefillah samlo nemar el tefillah si mikan shekadosh baruch hu mispalel. It's his own tefillah. So he davens. So mefarshim say he davens either to show us how to daven, or he davens that we should daven to him. That's what he's davening. He's davening that we should daven to him, and therefore he'll be able to give us rachma. My matzli, what does Hashem daven? Amar Rabbi Zusha bar Tuvia. Amar Rabbi Yirotzim milufanai sheich b'shu rachamai eskasi v'yagolu rachamai al midosei v'snaigimi. He's not davening he should have rachim. Either he's showing us how to daven that to get his rachim, or he's davening that we should daven to get his rachim. And the Gemara says, in fact, this worked, because one of the great Tanaim said this tefillah. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Elisha. This fits in very well, Rabbi Nechananel's pshat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually showing us how to daven, because you see, Rabbi Shmuel did it. Like the Gemara says, by the Yud Gimel Midos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in a talis and showed Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven. By Yavar Hashem Alpanav Vayikra, he wrapped himself in a talis and showed Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven. So here you see also, he davens, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha Mamer said the exact same tefillah. Tanya, I remember Shmuel ben Elisha Bamachas Nechnasi L'Hakti Ketores L'Fnai L'Fnim. One time I went to the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur to bring the Ketores for Isi HaKasriel. HaKasriel is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He saw some kind of vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He saw an image of Hashem sitting on a chair. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, give me a bracha. Let your rachamim overcome your anger, and let your rachamim be displayed in your midos. You should behave with your son with rachamim. And you should always go lefnim mishura sadin with Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu shook his head yes. The Kamash Malan, what do we see from this whole story? Why did Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha tell this story? Not just to show off, that's what the Mepharshim say. Shalote birchas hedyot kalabeinach. Wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Rabbi Shmuel for a bracha, so you shouldn't have a bracha of a hedyot to be light in your eyes. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Rabbi Yossi. Minayin shein meratzin lo adam mishas kaso. From where do we know that you should not try to appease a person while he is angry? When a guy is angry, don't ask for mechila while he's angry. Dechsev panay elechu vanichosi lach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, wait till I'm finished with the anger of the chet egel, and then maybe I'll forgive you. I'm Allah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Hamtein li ad sheyavru panam shel zam. Wait for me until my angry face leaves. V'aniach lach, and then I'll forgive you. Asks the Gemara, does Hashem really get angry? U'miya karisa kamei dekut shabrichu. Answers the Gemara, in. V'sanya v'kel zo'ein b'chol yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. V'kama za'amo rega. How much does he get angry? Just a moment. V'kama rega. How much is the rega? Echad mi'chameshes ribo u'shmonas alofim u'shmona mi'os u'shmonim v'shona. He gets angry 158,888th of an hour. Vizuhi rega. This is the one moment that Hashem gets angry. Nobody knows when that moment that Hashem gets angry every day is, except for Bilam. That Bilam knew something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his das. Now, it can't mean that he actually knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's das. Hasha das behemta lahaviyad. He didn't even know how to deal with his animal. Das elyon haviyad. He knew Hashem's das. It doesn't mean that he knows Hashem's das. It means he knows something about Hashem. Ella, malabicha yodel chavin osa shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, but hadn't done malu navi li Yisrael. That's why the Navi said to the Jewish people, Ami zacharna ma yoatz balak, Melech Moav, and what Bilam answered him, "My lamanda sitkos Hashem." In other words, that was a tremendous chesed that Hashem did, that he didn't get angry, as the Gemara is going to explain in a minute. "My lamanda sitkos Hashem." What was Hashem's righteousness? That's the end of that pasuk. I'm Rabbi Lozer, Melech Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, do u kamat sitkos You should, Hashem says to the Jewish people, you should know how good I was to you, that I didn't get angry at the time of Bilam, because he knew when I could, he could have cursed the Klal Yisrael. Had I gotten angry then, and Bilam knows the time I got angry, there would be nothing left of Klai Sov. That's why Bilam said to Balak, how could I curse the Klai Yisrael if they didn't curse? How could I get angry if they didn't get angry? So you see that all those days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry. See all those days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry. This is why Bilam said to Balak, how could I curse Klal Yisrael if Hashem doesn't get angry? He doesn't want to curse them. I can't get Hashem angry. All those days that Bilam was trying to curse Klal Yisrael, Hashem didn't even get angry. That one moment that he usually gets angry. How much does user get angry? Rega, just a moment. The amount of time you got angry is a rega, meaning the amount of time it says to say the word rega. The amount of time it takes to say the word rega. How do we know that Hashem gets angry for a rega? Shenemar ki rega ba'apo. Chayim b'tzono, perish a pasuk. How much does he get angry? Rega, ki rega ba'apo. His anger is a rega. Chayim b'tzono. He wants everybody to have life. Wait for a rega until the anger passes. So you see the anger is a rega. Asks the Gemara, Ve'emas rosach, when does Hashem get angry? It's within the first 3 hours of the day. Ki chivra karbalta de tarnagola. When a chicken that has a red mane, it turns white. Ve'koy achad kara. And the chicken stands on one leg. Asks the Gemara, that happens all the time. Kol shayit v'shayit anami koy hachi. Says, well, no. Kol shayit is be shiraiki sumke. A lot of times when it turns white, it still has some red left. Bahi shayita, less be shiraiki sumke. But at that moment, there's no red left. It's purely white. Hahut stuki da'ab b'shivus the Rabbi Shimon Levi. There was a certain stuki that was in the town of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Have a kometzai le tuva. Bikaroi. So he was... He was in a lot of pain from the Karaites. Yomachad Shokotanagolov, so he wanted to curse them. He wanted to curse them. Yes, he wanted to know when the one moment that Hashem gets angry is so that he would be able to curse them. He would get Rabbi Shimon Levi. He was at Stuki, so he was an apikoros. He would get Rabbi Shimon Levi very angry about how he would explain the pesukim. Have mitzayla tuvi bikara yom achad shalketanagola v'okem ben kari de arsis. So one day, Rabbi Shimon Levi was trying to find out when the one moment that Hashem gets angry is he can curse this kus, this Stuki. So what did he do? He took a chicken v'okem ben kari de arsis and he put it between the beams of the bed v'inba. He would watch it. When the mane of the chicken would turn white, he'd know that's the moment Hashem's getting angry. He'll curse the tzduki. Kimata hi shaita naim. When that time came around, he fell asleep. Well, by the fact that I fell asleep, must be that it's not what I'm doing is not appropriate. Why? If Hashem is merciful on all his creation, so he doesn't want people to know. When that time is uksiv, gam enosh latzadik lo tov. A tzadik shouldn't use punishment, this kind of punishment against people he doesn't like. Tana mishmei, do I have meir b'shosh ha'chama zorachas v'chol malchim izuch ha'mar manichim kisrem b'roshem v'mishtachim l'chama miyad kohes ha'kadosh baruch hu. Another time that Hashem gets angry is when the sun comes out and all of the this worldly kings from the east and the west place their crowns on their heads and they bow down to the sun. Hashem gets upset about that as well. From Yochim Shem Yosim Tova maridus achas b'libo shel adam yosim mikama malkios. A person feeling humility in his own heart is better than a lot of punishments from other people. Shneimar v'rodfa es ma'ahaver v'amra elcha v'ashuva elishi harishon ki tov li'oz me'ata. Better that I should give myself makas than get makas from somebody else. Even more than 100 malchus from somebody else. Better than 100 whippings of the fools. Better my own understanding about my own averis, my own tshuva is better than other people whipping me. Moshe Rabbeinu had three requests from Hashem, and Hashem gave them to him. He wanted the Shechina to rest on the Jewish people after the Chet HaEgel, and Hashem gave it to him. He said the Goyim shouldn't have Hashem, and Hashem gave it to him. He wanted Hashem to tell him his hidden ways. Hashem told him, "Shnemar hodini na Esther achech. Amar lefan Rebbeinu Shlom b'pnei ma yesh tzadik v'tovlo, v'yesh tzadik v'ralo, yesh rasha v'tovlo, v'yesh rasha v'ralo." Why sometimes is there a tzadik that Hashem is good to, and sometimes tzadik Hashem is bad to? Sometimes there's a rasha that Hashem is good to, sometimes a rasha that Hashem is bad to. I could understand if every rasha, the Mefarshim explained here, I could understand if every rasha had it good. So I understand that because he wants to punish them in the next world. I understand if every tzaddik had it bad, but some tzaddikim have it good. That I don't understand. Amalo Moshe tzaddik betovlo. That's tzaddik ben tzaddik. Tzaddik v'ralo is tzaddik ben rasha. Tzaddik the son of a tzaddik is tzaddik betovlo. Tzaddik the son of a rasha, that's tzaddik v'ralo. Depends all on your father. Unbelievable Gemara. You're going to get it bad if your father was bad. The Gemara is going to ask. We see other psukim that it's not true. Rasha v'tovlo, Rasha ben tzaddik, Rasha v'ralo, Rasha ben Rasha. Amar mar, tzaddik v'tovlo is tzaddik ben tzaddik, tzaddik v'ralo, tzaddik Rasha. Ini, how could that be so? V'aksiv poket avon avos al banim, uksiv ubanim lo yumsu al avos. You don't punish the kids for the sin of the father. V'ramin and cry adanim shen lo kasha hakshe oks masay avsem yedem. It's only if the kids are also rishayim. Hakshe in oksiv masay avsem yedem. Then you punish the kids even for the sins of the fathers if the kids continue the sins of the fathers. So that can't be the answer. Eloch kamalei. Tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik gomor, tzadik v'ralo, tzadik she'enu gomor. If he's a tzadik gomor, he's going to get good. If he's a tzadik she'enu gomor, he has some averus, then it's going to be tzadik v'ralo. Rasha v'tovlo, rasha she'enu gomor, rasha v'ralo, rasha gomor. Uplia the Rameir. This whole story argues on Rameir. The Rameir, shtayim nosnolo, v'achas lo nosnolo. Rameir says, Hashem only answered two of his questions, not the third. Shtayim v'chanosi, sasha'ochon, afabi she'enu hogon. Sometimes I'll be merciful too. I want to be merciful even if he doesn't deserve it. I'm going to be merciful on somebody else even though he's not worthy. So continuing in the pasuk, Hashem says, you can't see my face. When I wanted to show you my face at the burning bush at the snake, you didn't want to see me. Now that you want to see my face, I'm not going to let you see it. Plead the Rabbi Shimon ben Nachmani. In the merit of three things, Moshe. In the merit of three things, Moshe merited three things. Bischar, vayaster Moshe panov. In the merit that Moshe didn't want to look at Hashem, zochel klaster upon him. He was zocha to. In the merit that Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to look at Hashem's face, he was zocha to his karnei hod, to his face shining. Beschar kiyore zocha levagiru megeshes elov. In the merit that he was scared to look at Hashem, he merited the Klai Yisrael was scared to look at him. Beschar mehabit zocha letumnas Hashem yabit. In the merit that he didn't want to look at Hashem, so he was zocha to see Hashem at least from the back, as we're going to see in a moment. You can see my back. Hashem showed him the back knot of the tefillin, as we saw earlier. Hashem wears tefillin. Whenever Hashem says something good is going to happen, even if it's on a condition that doesn't happen, he doesn't back out. He always gives the good. Hashem said, hey, leave me alone. I'll destroy Klal Yisrael. I'll make you into a great nation. Even though Moshe got rachamim, so the decree didn't happen, but still Moshe became a great nation. That the sons of Rechavia, of Moshe Rabbeinu's kids, were many, 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 because of this bracha, that he, Esa Oscha Lagoy Atzum. V'tani Rabbi Yosef, L'mala Mishishim Ribo, he had more than 600,000 descendants. Asi Rabbi Rabbi, Ksivacha Rabu, L'mala Ksivacha, Mubnei, so Parah Veishu L'Yirbu. So you see that they had 600,000 descendants. On to Amid Beis. Amar B'yocham Shem Hashem Yochai, M'yom Shabar HaShbarach Sa'olam, L'hoi Adam Shekar HaKashba Adon Ashba Avram, V'karu Adon. Avram was the first person to call Hashem Master. Shema Vayomer Adonai Elokim Bamei Edak Yirashena. My master, how am I not going to get Eretz Yisrael? Amar Rav Af Daniel Onena Elo B'Shvil Avram. Daniel only was answered because of Avram. Shema Va'ata Shema Elokeinu Atfilas Adocha Ve'al Tachno Va'epanach Am Deshashem Milamad Ado and then Noi. So you see, Hashem called him Adon. Laman Chami Boyle. What do you mean Laman Aleph Dal Non Yodid? It said Laman Cha. Elaman Avram Shekaracha Adon. Answer me in the merit of Avram who called you an Adon. Rabbi Yosef Moshe Yochai Minayin Shem Rassel Adam Shas Kasa. I know you can't try to appease somebody at the time of Zayin Shnemar. Same thing as before. Panay Elicha Vanechol Silach. Wait till I stop getting angry and then I'll be mochel you. Rabbi Yosef Moshe Moshe Ben Yochai. Yom Shabbat Hashem Baruch Shalom Elohai Adam Shai Lakadosh Baruch Hu Shehoda Lakadosh Baruch Hu Ad Shabbos Aleha Vahodaso. From the day that Hashem created the world, no one thanked Hashem until Leah came and thanked him. Shnei Pam Odes Hashem. Reuven, why did Leah call her first son Reuven? Amar Lez, Amar Leah, Reu Ma Bin Bini Leben Chami. Look at the difference. Ma Bin Bini Leben Chami. See the difference between my son Reuven and Esav, the son of my father-in-law Yitzhak. The Leben Chami Afkav Dimidat Isavn Lebichusa Dechsev Aymichas Bechusol Yaakov. Even though he willingly sold the Bechorah, he got angry. Maksib Bevayus Nemesav is Yaakov. He hated him. He sold it. What did he hate him for? He sold it. Ksiv Vayom Rachik Karash Mayakov Vayakvein is Epamayim. He stole it from me. Vilu Bani, but Ruvain, Afagav Al Karche Shakli Yosel the Bechirus Emine. Even though Yosef got the Bechorah away from him against his will, Ksiv Uvachalalo Yitzue Aviv Nitna Bechorosel Ben Yosef Avilachi Loakanabe. Even though it was taken away against his will, nevertheless, he was not jealous. Dechsev Ayishma Ruvain Vayatzilei Miyadam. He saved Yosef from them. Rus, why they call Rus? Rus, my Rus. Am Yochan Shazach Saviyatzim and David She Rivahu Lakadosh Baruch Hu B'Shiras Hashpachos. Rus married the David. Came out of him that he satiated. Rus comes from a language of a Riva to satiate, because her son satiated, her great great grandson satiated Kadosh Baruch Hu with Tehillim, Shiras Tishbachos, Minalan Dishmagarm, says the Gemara. How do you know that a person's name plays a relationship in what kind of person he is? Amar Belez, Amar Kro, Luchu Chaz, Mifalos Hashem Asher, Sam Shamos Ba'aretz. Look at how great Hashem is that he made destruction in the world. Atukra Shamos, don't read it as destruction, Ella Shamos. Hashem makes people's names be relevant. Amar Yochan, Mishem, Rabbi Shem Ben Yochai, Kasha Tabas Rabbi Zoch Pesa Shaladim Yosem Mochemes Gogumagan. Oh no. Rabbi Yochan says, Nevi Yoshim Ben Yochai, that when you have a kid in the house who's doing bad stuff, it's worse than Mochemes Gogumagan, which never Mizmol David Bevarch Bifne Avshalom Beno. David had to run away from his son Avshalom, Ksib Basre Hashem Marabu, Sorry, Rabbim come alive. Ilu Gab Mochemes Gogumagan, Ksib Lama Rug Shugai Wulim Yegurik. Vilu Marabu, Sorry, Lo Ksib. It doesn't say that it was so bad. It says that Avshalom running after David was worse than Gog u'Magog. Mizmor l'David baruch v'nei Avshalom b'no. Mizmor l'David. Why is that a mizmor? David singing that Avshalom was chasing him? Why is that a song? It should have said kina l'David, but that was a bad thing. By the way, Amar Pshimin ben Avshalom. Mashal ma'David domen l'abdash yasa lav shtar chov. A person who has a debt. Kodem sheparo have atziv. Before he pays the debt, he's sad. L'acha sheparo. Once he pays the debt, samach. He's happy. Afkain. David, make him alecha ram beisecha. After David sinned with Avshalom, Hashem told him that he's going to have a big punishment. Havatziv is very sad. Amar Hashem, Eved Omamzer, who the lochayis alai. Maybe he was afraid that the punishment would be he would have an Eved or a Mamzer. Once he saw his Avshalom, he was actually happy. What do you think? He thought, maybe there'll be some Eved or Mamzer that won't have mercy on me. when he found it was Avshalom, you know, he was his son, so he figured, hey, maybe my son will end up having, that the one who rebelled against me is my son. He was happy because he figured his son would have rachmim on him. Even though he was running after him, in the end he wouldn't kill him. That's what he thought. Yeah. Let's continue. So that's why came the Chazav Shalom who Samech Mishum Hachi Amar Mizmor. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Mishum Yochai Mutar Liskaris Mishum Bolam Azeh. You are allowed to fight with wicked people in this world. Shneimar Ozvei Torah Yehalalu Resha V'Shomri Torah Yiskeru Bam. People who observe Torah could fight with the Rishon. Tanya Nami Hachi Rabbi Distab Rabbi Masna Amar Mutar Liskaris Mishum Bolam Hazeh. You are allowed to fight with wicked people in this world. Shneimar Ozvei Torah Yehalalu Resha. You should not fight against the people who do bad. Amalo, Misha Libo Nokfo, Omar Cain. That's only if you're not sure about yourself. El Altishabimraim Leos Kimraim. Altakanibos Ava Leos Kose Ava. It means you shouldn't be like them. Vomer Al Yikane Libcha Bhatayim Kim Biyur Sashem Kolayom. Asks the Gemara, "Ain't is this really so?" If you see a Russia doing well, don't start up with him. He's going to beat you, and he's going to beat you in the din. He's going to beat his enemies. Answers the Gemara, "Lo kasha, haba mili di day, haba mili di shmai." It depends. Physical, material things, you should not start up with him. But spiritual things, you should start up with him. They're both about spiritual things. If you see the Russia doing well, don't start up with him even in spiritual things. If he's not doing so, you can start up with him about spiritual things. They're both talking about a Russia that is being successful. If you're a tzaddik gomer, you can start up with him. Really, the Russia is going to swallow up with the tzaddik. Hashem lo yazenu biyado. Hashem won't allow the Russia to beat up the tzaddik. Lo yunel tzaddik kol avon. Bad things won't happen to a tzaddik. Ella tzaddik mimenu bolea. If he's a little bit more righteous than the Russia will beat him. But tzaddik gomer ain't a bolev. He won't beat a tzaddik gomer. Or if he's doing well, that's different. Anyone who davens in a specific place every day, oiv of no from tachtav, his enemies will fall away from him. Rav Huna asked it as a contradiction. Ksiv lanoso, ksiv l'chaloso. Hashem's going to answer your tefillas that they don't afflict you and they don't destroy you. B'tchila la'anoso. Originally, when you daven, you can protect that they won't afflict you. L'basof l'chaloso. But in the end, after Klal Yisrael sinned, it got worse. So then their tefillas just protected that they shouldn't get destroyed, but they would not protect the affliction because since Klal Yisrael sinned, they deserve the affliction even from their shem. Rami Yochem Shem Hashem Ben Yochai. Gedola shimusha shel Torah Yosem Elimuda. Serving a Talmud Chacham and watching the way he acts is greater than learning Torah from him. Shnemar po, Elisha ben Shavar Ashayotzak Mayim Ayid Eliyahu. Elisha was great because he poured water for Eliyahu. Lamad lo never doesn't say he learned Torah from Eliyotzak Malamicha Gedola Shimusha Yosem Milimuda. Serving a Talmud Chacham and watching the way they act is even greater than studying Torah itself. Thank you very much and have a great Shabbos.